Thought for today. Kindness is more important than perfection. Kindness is more important than perfection. That's an interesting concept, isn't it? Kindness is more important than perfection. Kindness is when we like ourselves. Kindness is when we are doing things for ourselves that we're trying to make sure that everything goes well for us and everything is harmonious for us. Perfection is when we seek to achieve the ultimate goal of who we are. Now, what is the ultimate goal of who we are? Does anyone know what the ultimate goal of who we are is? Well, the ultimate goal of who we are is our divine reality. And I'd like to mention right now that our divine reality is whatever it is, and we are not going to change it. We are not going to improve on it. We're not going to do anything to it. When we are aware of our divine reality, then we are experiencing that divine reality in all the magnificence that it is. We're experiencing the divine reality that we are, and we don't even know it. It's like the spiritual healing that we speak about. When a person has a spiritual healing, they have no record in the hospital or in anybody, in their family or themselves, that they ever were ill. They are now whole and perfect, and they do not ever remember being ill. The hospitals have no reports of their ever being ill, and the world has no report of their ever having been ill. Now you say, that's a very interesting concept. That's a very interesting thought. How could that take place? Well, that's the point. That's perfection. That's the ultimate of what all of us are striving for. It's that perfection. But in the process of achieving perfection, if we are doing it without kindness, we are doing it without any joy or any happiness or any experience in this relative plane that is meaningful to us. Now you say that sometimes people are hateful to you. Sometimes people are mean to you. Sometimes people want to do bad things to you. Well, what is it that you're saying? You're saying, sometimes people are mean to you, and that is my interpretation that people are mean to me. If I had the interpretation that people were being nice to me, then I wouldn't have the interpretation of people being mean to me, and I'd never have the experience of people being mean to me. If I have the interpretation that people are not nice to me, then I am experiencing people not being nice to me because I'm thinking that not being nice to me is something that is happening to me, whereas it's not really happening to me. It's just something I'm creating at the instant, and the next instant it's not there. And I'm creating that because I find that very enjoyable, having people not be nice to me. Now, who in their right mental mind, their right relative mind, would ever want to experience something like that? Well, of course, whoever it is, it's all of us. We all like to experience things like that because we think that that is the greatest thing on earth, it's the most wonderful thing on earth that we could ever want to do, is to have people not be nice to us. That's not very sensible, is it? That's not very sensible from the human point of view. From the human point of view, we always want people to be nice to us. We always want people to be loving to us, gentle to us, caring to us. And so, it's natural that we are loving, gentle, and caring to others. It's natural that we put that cause in motion. But sometimes we apparently don't do that because we create people not being nice to us. When a person comes up to you, you've heard this before, when a person comes up to you and says, "That's a terrible looking hat you have on," and you say, "How dare you speak so unkindly of my hat? My hat didn't do anything to you. That's not nice of you at all." And this is the beginning of a good argument. Someone comes up to you and says, "That hat looks terrible on you." You say, "Wow, I'm so glad you told me. I won't wear it. Now, do you have a recommendation of what hat might look good on me? What hat would be attractive for me to wear? What hat would make me express the highest and the best qualities I have within me?" And again, the adversary, the person who was against us, if he's sincere, or even if they're not sincere, they have to realize that we have turned them into a mentor. We've turned them into an advisor. We've turned them into a friend who's giving us advice on how we can be more wonderful beings. You see, it is a little effort. It is a little effort to turn from the negative aspects of life to the positive, but it's not impossible. And every time we do it, we gain the benefit of the positive things in life. We gain the benefit of the happy things in life. We gain the benefit of all those things in life that are thrilling and enjoyable and worthwhile and uplifting and supportive of who we are. Do we have enough humility to make our adversary our friend? Do we have enough humility to make what might be a negative experience, and a very bad negative experience, into a very positive experience that is just unbelievable? Do we have that ability? Yes, we do. We have that ability, but we are not practiced in using it. We are not practiced in using it. Ingeborg gives me this every day. She says, "But that's not true. But that's not true." And I say, "Ingeborg, play the game." I say that to all of you. Regardless of whether it is a fact or not, whether in your estimation it's true or not, when you put another cause in motion, agree with your adversary quickly, your adversary who was adversarial to you at first, ready to tear you to pieces, in the next moment, the adversarial is ready to support you and build you up and help you to experience wholeness and perfection and joy and harmony and peace and right action. But it's a matter of our choice. It's a matter of what we believe in and what we choose to believe in. Now, what are you ready to believe in? Are you ready to know that kindness is more important than perfection? Perfection is. So in our everyday life now, we're going to be working on kindness. We're going to be working on love. These are the words that Chang gave to Jonathan Livingston Seagull as Chang moved on to a higher level of awareness. He said, "Jonathan, work on love." And so, Jonathan worked on love. And all of the things he did, he realized that you cannot go back. You may go back and you'll find exactly what you left. But then you go forward and you move into newer and greater dimensions. If you recall, Jonathan spent perhaps only one day, perhaps only several hours, when he went back in that other dimension. He didn't stay there long because there was no purpose for him to be there. There was no joy for him because he was so far advanced as a pilot, as a flyer, as a seagull, that being with these people who were just learning to be aware of themselves was a tedious thing that was not his thing. And he moved right on back into the dimensions where he was harmonious. Dimensions that recognized who he was and what he had done. Dimensions that realized the perfection that he is. This is what we can all do. We can all realize that our thought for today, kindness is more important than perfection. We can realize that kindness is truly more important for our human self. And as we are kind to ourselves, we are kind to those in our world. We are kind to those experiences that come into our everyday life. And it's kind of wonderful, because that's who we really are. So I say, agree with your adversary quickly. Your adversary would be anything that's unkind. And let kindness bubble forth in your world. Let kindness be your primary requisite for living a full and beautiful life. For this is who you are, and this is who you'll always be. You will always be the kindness which is your reality. Kindness is more important than perfection. Kindness is more important than perfection. And my love for you is more kindness